From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Mid-Hudson News reports that Brandon Gaylord, a history teacher and Chatham Planning Board member, defeated Town of Clinton Councilperson Dean Michael in the 106th Assembly District Republican primary election to take on Democrat Assemblyperson Dee Dee Barrett in November. Voting ended June 28th. Gaylord got 1,792 votes to Michael's 1,540. The district includes parts of Columbia and Dutchess County, with Gaylord winning more votes in his home county, Columbia, and Michael getting more votes in Dutchess County, where he lives. Michael lost by almost 10,000 votes to Barrett in 2020. The 106th district includes parts of Dutchess and Columbia counties. In March of this year, the Dutchess County GOP committee nominated Columbia County's Brandon Gaylord to oppose Barrett. After failing to get the committee's endorsement, Michael went to work to secure Republican signatures on petitions to force a primary against Gaylord, a Columbia County Republican. And you can read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Michael Goodwin reports in the Times Union that an inmate was killed and another injured at the Greenhaven Correctional Facility in Dutchess County, but state police released very little information about the incident. They did not say when the homicide occurred or how the prisoner was killed. They did not give details on the injury to another person. They did not release the names of either inmate. They did not say if anyone will face charges. They only released that there was an incident at Greenhaven Prison that holds about 2,100 prisoners. You can read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that New York's first legal recreational cannabis crop since New York banned the plant in 1940 is beginning to sprout. Frank Papalizzo of Homestead Farms and Ranch, just north of Albany, said, and I quote, "Hopefully it benefits the farmers. Been a long time since there's been a real cash crop," end quote. Papalizzo is an amateur wrestling coach and promoter who also raises cows, turkeys, and chickens to sell to humans as food and has never used cannabis himself. He said, and I quote, "I'm open-minded and I've come to understand that there is a value," end quote. Cannabis grown outdoors is weaker than if grown under indoor lights, but some prefer it. Grower Moak Mokotar of Claverick Creek Farm said, and I quote, "It's called sun-grown marijuana, and a lot of aficionados just like the way it smokes better," end quote. Costs are lower as sunlight is free, but there are other threats outside, such as insects and thieves. Makotov said, and I quote, "We plan to have people sleeping in the field," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.